Ja, en dat Wovah met Beis, in hele memre, am Rabietzrok, am Rabietzrok, Stein Kaisle. What is it, Taisvis? Bahag Poisek, Kerabietzrok. We had the machlokes between Rabietzrok and the Bereise. Rabietzrok had said, Stein Kaisvim, two words, one of a pasuk, one is permitted to write without sirtut, shalosh ein kaisve. But three words, one has to be misaltit already. And the Baraisa said, shalosh kaisvin alba ein kaisve. Is bahag pasuk Rabbi Yitzchak, the bahag paskin like Rabbi Yitzchak. And what three words need sirtut? Ba'af agav the poligamas nise, even though he's chaylik on the Baraisa, he knew that the Baraisa was not an Iker, was an Iska Halton Laloche, so therefore he was chaylik on the Baraisa. Vaima Rabbeinu Tam, v'chein perish ribo b'shem Rabbeinu Leo. This Haloche, that one is not permitted to write three words of a posik, unless he was misaltate, the davke shemiskaven lichtoiv aposik ledosha. That means the purpose of his writing the posik is ledosha for divrei Torah, letzeirech divrei Torah. So that means he's writing a posik letzeirech divrei Torah. Ki hoche, like over here, Rabbi Avyoso wanted to criticize the Eilei Bovel. So then, there's a halacha that has to be written besirto. Avol k'sha'odom sheileach igeres l'chaveri. But if a person is sending a letter to his chaver, mutar sheyichtoiv loshen hamikro, they lichtoiv loshen tzach. It means if a person is just sending a letter, and he wants to quote a posik, not als the halachis that one derives from this posik, but he just wants to say a dover shel chayl, and he's using the posik he's using the loshen of the posik to show what he wants to say, but he's not using the posik l'shem divrei Torah. Is an interesting lashon of the Rashba. The ein ze kaisef posik eladava ba'alma b'loshen hamikrois. That means that's not called he's writing a posik. He's writing a dava ba'alma and he's using a loshen mikre. Okay, perhaps the loshen is a nice loshen, but he's not. The purpose of his writing it is not at all the shame divrei Torah. So then, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivo held that this is permissible to write v'loy sirtut. Miu b'Yerushalmi perik basra de Megillah mash mektas de osa. From the Yerushalmi it would seem that it is osa. The Kama osa. Ma lichtoiv tartin plas milin mimpsuke. Is one permitted to write two or three words from a posik? Amaisi rab mune sholach ksav l'Rabbi Shaye bar Simi. Mune sent a letter to Rabbi Shaye. Reishischo mitzo hoyo. Moid yizke achrischo. So this was not divrei Torah. He wanted to use the posik and he was Mesaris, the Loshen Aposik. Mashmash lehoye koisev, el l'shem igerish lehimim v'leile drosh. He was Tamzi writing him a letter and telling him that even though his beginning was small, but he'll end up very great, but, which the posik, this is the mechuvin of the posik, but he was Mishana the Seder of the words, v'achal pikin oye makbet shaleile koisvoy keseder. The Pnei Yeshua is Mevayer B'Emerson, the Rishalmi, is not in reality speaking about the din sirtut, the Yerushalmi is speaking about another din. The din is that one is only permitted to write a sefer sholem. One does not write Megillus, tamazay psukim alone. No, mishum eis lasis l'ashem, they were matter to write psukim alone. So whenever there is a tzairach, they were matter to write psukim alone, not to write a whole sefer. So the Yerushalmi Betzim is speaking about this issa. Yerushalmi is speaking about the issa when he wrote, when Rav Muna wrote a letter to Rabbi Shaias, he's over this issa of writing psukim alone, not writing a complete sefer. The heter was only given als eis lasis l'ashem l'tzeirech mitzvah, one is permitted to write psukim. But over here, this was not l'tzeirech mitzvah, but he used the posik, he wasn't interested in writing the posik als posik, he was using the posik, he wanted to tell him a broche. So that's why he used the posik. So, that was the shaila of the Yerushalmi, that if a person wants to use a posik, l'shem loshen tzach, is one permitted to write the posik that way? And that the Yerushalmi says that it is also. Fakert, we see that he was mishanah the loshen of the posik. So Taisvah says, so that's the dimyan of Taisvah. So Taisvah says, that means even though the Yerushalmi theoretically is speaking about a different issa, of one is not permitted to write a posik alone, one is, if it's not a complete sefer, but just like the Yerushalmi held that this issa applies, even though it was not written l'shem teiran or l'shem loshen tzach, so l'cheira the din sirtut would also be the same. That even though it is not written l'shem Torah, but it has a chshivis of Torah, and it should not be written without tzirtut. So koponim. So what do we have so far? So Taisvus is saying even though in Lomdis the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ribo are very understandable, but it would seem from the Yerushalmi that Afal Pikein, even though it was not written L'Shem Torah, but since it's a Lishna Dekro, one would need Hilchas Ksivis Divrei Torah, and it would have to be written Besirtut. In the Yerushalmi, they bring many other cases. Shenira shoyu kaisman ledrosha. That there the psukim were written letzairech drosha. And they were meshane the seda of the words in order to prevent any yisurim. The comma, it says over there, ma'ukve sholach ksav l'resh galuse. We'll have later on Dav Zayin. Ma'ukve sent a letter to the Reish Galuse, Davekoi v'domich bezimro. That the Reish Galuse had a minig that he used to go to sleep and wake up with music. He used to play music for him that he should be able to fall asleep and wake up. Perish k'sho yeshoichek v'kom hoye mezamrim lefonot. So he sent him a posik, Yisrael al tismach el gil ba'amim. That Yidden should not be misamech themselves with the simchis of goyim, the way they're misamech themselves. So bekitzer, there was a taina to the Reish Galuse that he should stop this hanhoge, this is a goyish hanhoge, one should not do this to go to sleep and wake up with music. Now, he sent him a posik. Now, here the purpose of the posik was not samazei aloshen tzach. He wanted to tell him the posik aso such an anhage. And again, it matters what the purpose, what the shaila is. Either the shaila was one is not permitted to write samazei psukim, It's not a complete sefer. He was Mishana the Loshan. So it should not be Kilishna the Ko. V'chein harbe mei vishom. Is kan shoyel aben. So what is Taisvah saying? Taisvah started off by saying that in Yerushalmi it would seem not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said if a posik is written, the kavonis that a loshen tzach that doesn't have a teiras posik, since the intent is not l'shem teirim, just wants to use a lishne dekra to give over a rayon what he wants to give over. So it doesn't have a loch of divrei teire, and it can be written without sirtu. And that Taisus brought a rayon from the Yerushalmi, from Rav Muna, that Rav Muna wrote a letter to Rav Yishaya, and there also the intent was not l'shem teire, just wanted to use a lishne dekra, and he was Mesaris the Tevis, that it should not be Belishna Dekor. So L'chayre, from the Yerushalmi, we see not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Finished. So, the Yerushalmi is not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Now, Taisvis continues, but we also see in the Yerushalmi that Harbi may be Sham Shinir Shaya Kaisman Ledrosha. So, what is that Negeya to us? I mean, so this is Pesateres on the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam is upgefragt from this Gemara. So what is Taisus coming to tell us? So the Marsha wants to say that Taisus is not at all for emphasizing the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam is upgefragt from the first Yerushalmi. Now Taisus wants to say another din. That when it was written, L'shem Droshe, there were Mesaris the Tevis and Siris at Tevis helps. That means perhaps we could explain as follows. The Emerson, there are two Shilas. There's one Shila when a person, his intent is to relate a message and he's using the Loshen Aposik as a way of expressing himself. He doesn't have an intent to say Divrei Torah, but he's using Lishne Dekro. So that was the first raya from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi seems that's also, there's an issa of Lishne Dekra. Now, Lishne Dekra, Fashteitzach, is only also if he brings down the Loshen of the Posik. But if he'll be Misaris the Loshen of the Posik, let's say, like, so in Mele, so he doesn't want to say Divrei Torah, he's not bringing down the Lishne Dekra, so then there's no Shaila whatsoever. Now, Taisus had a Shaila, and well, let's say if a person wants to say, he wants to say a drosha, he wants to say over divrei Torah. So it could be if he wants to say over divrei Torah, even though he's mesaris lishne dekra, but if the divrei Torah, which are being related, are nishma after the sirus, so it could be it's still also. It still is a din. This is Taka Divrei Torah. He's teaching him Divrei Torah. He's not saying the Loshen the way it says in the Pasuk, but this is Divrei Torah. So that's to me what the Marsha is coming to tell us. The Taisus is saying, no, that from the Yerushalmi it would seem, Afilu, you want to tell a Drosha, but Sirus HaTevis will help. That is the second half of Taisus. V'im Taima. Now Taisus goes into a new thing. The Omar Bakimitz Rabbe, the Perik Beis the Megillah, the Tvilin ain't Srichen Sirtut. That Tvilin does not need Sirtut. Valoya Filo Sholo Ishayal Batevis Srichen Sirtut. The Taisus is asking, how does this Gemore in Menoches stem with Rabbi Yitzchak? We pass on like Rabbi Yitzchak that a person writes three words. He needs Sirtut, he needs a line on the top. So how could it be that Tfilin did not need Sirtut? V'oimer Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam says as follows. The Tfilin leiboi Sirtut al kol shita v'shita. That what the Gemara says in Menoches, Tfilin did not need Sirtut. That each line does not need Sirtut over that line. Avol oise Sirtut achas lemailo. But the top of the Parshias of Tvilin, one makes one line, V'koisev tachtov kamashitit. And underneath it, he can light one line underneath the other. So the Mefarshim explain that Rabbi Natam holds as follows, that the Emerson, the Aloche of Rabbi Yitzchok, the Rabbi Yitzchok said that Sholesh Sorech Sirtut means on the top line. The top line needs Sirtut, and then each line could be, is equivalent to the Sirtut for the next line. That means since I started off with a straight line, and the first Shura that I wrote was straight, thanks to the top line, so the Shura of Teivos is considered the Sirtut for the second line. You don't need, so Be'etzem, Al Rabbi Yitzchok, then you only have to make one straight line on top, and that serves as Sirtut for the rest of the words which are written. So that what it says in Menoches, the Tvilin Ein Tzrichen Sirtut, is a nudim. That we'll see, Mezuzah needs Sirtut Al Kol Shita V'Shita, and this din of Sirtut Al Kol Shita V'Shita is not Rabbi Yitzchok's halacha. This is another halacha. Al Rabbi Yitzchok's halacha, one, the top line is sufficient. Mezuzah needs Sirtut Al Kol Shita V'Shita, that's a besunder halacha, halacha Moshe Misina, the Mezuzah needs Sirtut. So the Gemara in Menoches is telling us, but Tvilin do not need Sirtut. This new din Sirtut Al Kol Shita V'Shita. Now the Rabbi Natam said something else. Now one should not, he'll want to be flum, so he'll say, good, I'll sabitzok, one line is sufficient. I'll be flum, and I'll make on each line sirtut. So he says one should not do this. Kedom alobi yirishalmi bepek b'memadlikin, kalapotor midover vaiseyo nikra hedye. If a person is potter from doing something, and he does it nikra hedye, that means if there's no need of sirtut by tefillin, so making sirtut by tefillin is not right. You're not accomplishing anything. You're making an anhoge in the parshas of tefillin, which is not needed for tefillin, so that's called nikra hedye. That one should not do it. It's not a flumkai to make sirtut al kol shita v'shita, if you are potter. The kamar hosom, tefillin ain't tzrichen sirtut. Tefillin did not need sirtut. Uporich, oh, the sign you will enter, nabaraisa, sefer teure shabolom, utfillin shabolom. You cannot make from the parashias of Tvilin in Sefer Torah mezuzahs. Seems that Tvilin and Sefer Torah are more Kodesh than mezuzahs. So b'meile, so there's a din ein meiridin mikdusha chamura l'kdusha kala. So the Gemara asks, so because of that reason, one should not do it. It's not proper to be meirid. But it would seem if one would be permitted to be meirid, then one could take parshias of tefillin and use them for mezuzah. How could you ever use the parshias of tefillin for mezuzahs? Mezuzah needs sirtut al kol shita v'shita, and tefillin do not need sirtut al kol shita v'shita. So it's possible. That means each shure of mezuzah has to be written with sirtut. So how could you use the parshias of tefillin for mezuzah? Or how could you use the parshias of teire for mezuzah? There's no sirtut on each shita. Umeshani tanoi. So the Gemara in Menoches answers, it's a machlokes tanoi if mezuzah needs sirtut al kol shita v'shita. So this baraisa that says one cannot use tefillin Parshas of Tefillin for Mezuzah is going according to the Tana that you don't need Tzil Tzadokah Shita B'Shita B'Mezuzah. So Mamela, so the only reason why one shouldn't do it is because Ein Meiridim Mekdusha Chamura L'Kdusha Kal. Umidaloi Meshani Ochem Ha'iskinem B'Mesur Totem. So Taisus asks if one would be permitted to be Mesalta Tefillin Al Kol Shita B'Shita. So let us say, let the Gemara answer. We're speaking about a parish of Tefillin that the Sefer was Mesalta Tokol Shita V'Shita. So now there's no problem of Sirtut. We're speaking about Tefillin that were written Aydei Sirtut. So, but the reason is, because Eimarid Mekdusha Chamura L'Kdusha Kala. Is Mashmed Ein Regilis L'Sartet Klal. So Vais Tohei, since the Gemara did not give this teret, so why says, because one is not misalted. Loi sefer teire v'loi tefillin. V'hainem mishum de nikra hedyid. Because that's the yisod, that if there's no chiyuv, l'saltet, so if one will be misalted, al kol shita v'shita is a hedyid. Umiyu teisve says, but a specific case, im hein ha-sefer yochel lichtev yofer b'loi sirtut, if he hears a chesorin that the ksav does not come out nice without tziltu, then tzorich l'sarte takol shita v'shita mishim zekei livan veyu. This is a bazunder aloche. It's noy lefonov v'mitzvah, so though one should make sure that the ksav comes out nice. V'ho da'oma b'pei rekame de megillah. Now, the way we hear a Gemara, the way Taisus understood the Gemara. The Gemara said before that one cannot take the parshias of a Sefer Torah for the parshias of Tefillin and use them for mezuzah als ein meridim mekdusha chamura kdusha kala. And the Gemara asks, typically, mezuzah needs sirtut. So these parshias are possible in mezuzah because they're not mesultotes. So it would seem from this Gemara, and Taisa understood the Gemara is asking Sai from Tefillin and Sai from Sefer Torah, that a Sefer Torah and Tefillin do not need sirtut. Sefer Torah also doesn't need sirtut. That's the Gemara's kasha. Why do you have to give the reason that Ein Meiridim typically mezuzah needs sirtut? The Gemara darshans from the Pasuk in Megillah, Divrei Sholem Ve'emes, that this is Divrei Sholem Ve'emes, Melameid Shetzricho Sirtut Ka'amito Shel Torah. That a Megillah needs Sirtut like Amito Shel Torah. Oymer Rabbeinu Tam, the lav hainu sefer teira, amita shel teira does not mean sefer teira. Dolei boi sirtu. We just learned the Gemara before the Gemara asked, how could you use the parshas of sefer teira for mezuzah? Mezuzah needs sirtu. Ela hainu mezuzah. It's with that what the Gemara Megillah says, that a Megillah needs sirtu. Ka amita shel teira, Amita shel teira is mezuzah. The korelei amita shel teira al shem sheyesh boisham yichud malchus shamayim. So mezuzah is called amita shel teira because in mezuzah it's written yichud malchus shamayim. V'chein perish rabbeinu chananu. V'chein nire. That what the Gemara learns out that Megillah needs sirtut al kol shita v'shita. So we don't learn out from Sefer Torah because Sefer Torah grad does not need al kol shita v'shita. We learn out from mezuzah, which is called amita shel Torah. V'chein nir nataisa says, I'll prove it to you. De'i b'sefer Torah k'deperi sham bekuntres. If we will say amita shel Torah means Sefer Torah, and Lemaise Rashi learns like that. That's how Rashi says in the Gemara Megillah. Is hard the so we al kaponim. So what does it say in the posik? It says in the posik that a Megillah should be like a Sefer Torah. That's how Rashi learns.
And just like a Sefer Torah nitzirtot al kol shita v'shita, a Megillah also nitzirtot al kol shita v'shita. Like the Taisves, hod the paslinen hosam v'peg beis the Megillah adiftere v'shaloi v'dyoy. Now, the Gemara Megillah says that Megillah has to be written al gabi klaf. It should not be written adiftere. And diftere is a oil which was not completely mu'ubid. So it's not klaf yet. It's missing one of the processes which are used to make klaf. It didn't become klaf, it's diftere. So it says a Megillah is possible. Another psul it says v'shaloi b'dyoy, that if a Megillah was written not with dyoy, not with ink, so it's also possible. So the Gemara Megillah says, how do we know this? The osye k'sive k'sive. We learn how to gzeira shov. The k'siv va'ani koisei ala seifa b'dyoy. It says in Yirmi, it says Aloshen Koisev, and there it says you need Sefer, and Sefer means klav, and Bidyoi, and it says you need Yoi. So we learn out from Ksive Ksive, it says Ksive my Megillah also, that a Megillah has to be Difteris Posel, you need klav, and you need Yoi. A besondere drosh, Ksive Ksive, for a Toisvez, if we will say, the way Rashi says, that the Mekoyo that you need Tzirtut is Divrei Sholem Ve'emes. He said you need Tzirtut Kamita Shol Teire. So in the Pasuk of Sholem Ve'emes says that a Megillah has to be Kamita Shol Teire, which means a Megillah has to be like a Sefer Teire. Say Bezoi, so from this limud alone, we can learn out that you need klav, you need dyoi, just like a sefer Torah. It has to be like a sefer Torah. So let's learn out from this pasuk. Why do you need a new drosh eksiv eksiv? So al kochach is a raya, not like Rashi. That divrei shalom v'emes I learn out from mezuzah. So this is a limud from mezuzah. So therefore, if I want to know that difter is no good, I can't learn out from, I don't have a limud from Sefer Torah. I have to learn out a new limud from Ksiva Ksiva. Let's ask the same kasha. Let's learn out from mezuzah, you need difter is possible. Let's learn out from mezuzah. Because that is true, by mezuzah difter, which is it's an uncompleted klav. So let's learn out from mezuzah. Why, according to me, is good this new drosh of ksive ksive? According to Taisus, is also shver the same kasha. Let's learn out from divrei sholem ve'emes that from mezuzah that diftere is possible. So Taisus says no. Even mezuzah ma'iri niche diimkain. If we would learn out this nekude from mezuzah, that the same klaf that is needed for mezuzah is needed for megillah, or yisi matzrich duchsustes kemoi b'mezuzah. So then I would say you need duchsustes also. What is duchsustes? Duchsustes is as follows. When they made the oiris, so they took the skin, and the skin was thick, and they split the skin. They split the skin in half. Now, the half that's korev to the tzad habosa is called duch sustes. Duch means mokem, sustes means boso. This oil is b'mokem habosa. The oil that is letzad haseyo, that's called klav. That is the klav. So it seems the duch sustes is more meshubach than klav. It's a more choshev oil. So that's what Taisvus is saying. Taisvus is saying, if the Mekoyer of Sefer would be learned out from Divrei Sholem Ve'emes, so even Klaf wouldn't be sufficient. You'd need the Chsustas like Mezuzah. And Ve'emes, and this is not true, that Klaf the chelek ha'oir l'tzad ha'seyar is also sufficient for Megillah. So therefore, when the Gemara wanted to learn out that diphtheria is no good, it has to be klaf, but klaf is good, we couldn't learn out from divrei shalom ve'emes, because that would take us a step further, that even you would need the chsustes. That's why the Gemara learned out from a different posik, ksiva, ksiva, v'ani koistav ala sefer b'dyoi, and sefer is klaf, not the chsustes. Before we go further, Lamaise Toisvis slugged up the Shitas Rashi with his kasha. And if you'll say that Divrei Teire, a Sefer Teire, needs Sirtot HaKol Shita V'Shita, and that is pshat in the Gemara Divrei Sholem Ve'emes, say Bezoi, so let's learn out from Sefer Teire that you need klaf and you need dioi. Why does the Gemara and Megillah bring a separate posik, ksiva, ksiva? So the Briskerov in Hilchas Megillah says a beautiful teretz. This is a teretz on Rashi, and this is a teretz on the Rambam, who also learns like Rashi. He says as follows. Nire, doha de Megillah nikre sefer. A Megillah is called a sefer, es tem dine sefer, na ksive ksive. Voha de darshinen mikro de divre shole de emes tarei hi ka amite shol teire, which means like a sefer teire, de emes shnei dinim nifrodim heim. There are two distinct halachas. V'loi shaychi klal lahadodi, and one has no shaychis with the other. Doha de nikrei sefer, that what a Megillah is called a sefer, that has dinim, klaf, dioi, hu le'inyin hadinim hanemorim b'sefer teire, utluyim bedin sefer teire shaboy. This halachas in sefer teire, how a sefer teire has to be. Valzehu de nikreis sefer, and that's why a Megillah is called a sefer also. V'din Megillah k'din sefer Torah b'chol elu hadinim. All dinim which apply by sefer Torah mitzad the shem sefer shaboy, these dinim apply by Megillah also. V'ho de darshinen mikro de divrei sholem ve'emes, darei hu ka'amite shol teire. Now this halacha, that all the shuris have to be written besirtot, hu davar acha legamri. V'hu le'inyin din sirtot, de einei toli klal bedin sefer teire, rak beteire atzmo. This is halacha in divrei teire. That means there are two things. There's a way divrei teire has to be written. That's halacha in divrei teire. And then there's halacha that a sefer teire has to possess because it's called a sefer. So this hilchis in divrei teire, this hilchis in sefer teire. And they're two different inyonim. The Teire, Divrei Teire, Eine Nichteves, Elo Besirta. This is an oifen how Divrei Teire has to be written. That each line has to have a sirta on top of it. Valzehu debo akro de Divrei Sholem ve'emetz, de gam hakosuv b'megillah, the words which are written in the Megillah, harei hen ke Divrei Teire. These words, the Divrei Megillah, are Divrei Teire. And divrei teire have a unique halacha she'einam nichtovim elo besilta, that each line has to be besilta. That's halacha and divrei teire. Ba'ifin, dahadin de divrei sholim ve'emes tareyu kamito shel teire, Loinema klal al atzmo shel Megillah. This is not speaking about the Megillah. Rak al hadvorim aksuvim ba Megillah. These are speaking about the words which are written in the Megillah. She'en ki divrei teire linyin sirto. This is divrei teire, and divrei teire has to be written besirto. And could be this is Rabbi Yitzchok's din according to Rashi and the Rambam, that divrei teire has to be written besirto, that every line, not the way Tosfos says, that just the top line. Aval din atzmo shel Megillah, but how a Megillah should look, the b'ksivosa tfirosa, with what it should be written, the dioi, how it should be sewn with, b'fgidim, mikra de b'seifer u'tishamin ala. This is hilchah seifer. A seifer is made out of cloth. It's written with dioi, it's tofu b'gidim. And he says, I'll bring you a Meira de Karaya. The Yerushalmi says, it says, by Megillah, Divrei Sholem ve'emes. V'nema lo'olon, and it says by Divrei Teire, Emes k'nei va'al timker. Harei, so that's Divrei Teire. Harei hu ka'amite shel Teire. Steht in Yerushalmi, Mazu tzricho sirtut, which is like, Rashi in the Rambam, Emes Knei Val Timke is not going on Mezuzah. Emes Knei Val Timke is going on Divrei Teire. Reike Mita Shal Teire. Mazu Tzricho Sirtut, Avzu Tzricho Sirtut. Mazu Nitno Lehidoresh, Avzu Nitno Lehidoresh. So for the Rishalmi, you see, Amor Yedik Hazak. The Rishalmi learns another aloha. Just like Divrei Teire, Nitno Lehidoresh, you can dance in Divrei Teire, is Divrei Megillah is also Nitin Lidorish. So this is Zicha Halacha in the words of the Megillah. This is not dependent in the Sefer of Megillah. This is that you can darshan the words of the Megillah, just like you darshan Divrei Teire. So the Meile, so the Briskerov says that it's, that what Tosfos asks on Rashi is Bechlal Nashver. Amiti Shel Teire could mean Divrei Teire. And the Rambam Shittes and Rashi Shittes that Sefer Torah, each line needs Sirtut. Because Divrei Torah needs Sirtut, Al Kol Shura V'Shur, that's Aloch and Divrei Torah. And we learn that a Megillah also has the Dvorim, HaNichtovim B'Megillah, have a din of Divrei Emes. They're also Divrei Torah. So these words also have to be written B'Sirtut. That's Aloch and the Dvorim HaNichtovim boy. And then there's a bazunda aloche, how a Megillah has to be. It has to be written on klav, it has to be written bedyoi, it has to be tofu begidim. All this is, these are aloches in the sefer. So this you learn out from sefer. You learn aksi beksive. So these are two distinct aloches. Now let's finish Tosfos. V'ho da'ama b'meseches sefrim. Einai rashoi lichtoiv elim kein sirgo. What, now this is, that Masech the Seferim is speaking about kol asforim, which Mestam Ezich is speaking about a Sefer Torah. So it says like this, Einai rashoi lichtoiv, one is not permitted to write a Sefer Torah, elim kein sirgo, unless he made a line. V'yiriyah she'eino misurgeles psulo. And if you have a yiriyah that is not lined, it's possible. So now Tosfos had a problem. We're speaking about a Sefer Torah, and it says it has to be lined. Now according to Tosfos, there's no such thing as lined. There's one line on the yiriyah, not lined, misurgeles. So Tosfos says, Hainu Dalet Sirtutim. This Masechta Seferim is speaking about four lines. Melamailo Ulamato Umitzdodim V'Deichik. Deichik is an opinion on the Teretz, Eistis. So Tosfos is saying, in Masechta Seferim is speaking about that a Sefer Torah needs four lines. It needs a box. Melamailo, Melamato, and on the two sides. But it does not need a line, b'chol shura v'shura. Now, there are two ways we can understand pshat in this Tosfos. We could say pshat that this is not also Rabbi Yitzchak's din. Rabbi Yitzchak said that Sholosh needs, three teves need siltut. This is only a siltut milamailo. That what the Masechta Seifrim it says, it has to be misugeles dalet siltutim, this is a bezunder din in Sforim. And you have to have a box, and the writing has to be contained in the box. But this has nothing to do with Rabbi Yitzchak. That's one mahalach we can learn. In other safe shot, that go on the Mordechai Bayos says such a pshat, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and Hilchos Vilna is not such a pshat, that Rabbi Yitzchak siltut is four lines. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak said, that you need siltut, not only a top line, now Tosfos is saying you need four lines. But not on each line. That's Bekitzah, because Tosfos says a Gemara that Sefer Torah does not need siltut. So that would say Sefer Torah does not need siltut, that means on each line it doesn't need siltut. Let us see the Gemara further. Omar Rav Chisda, lo'ilam al yatel odom eima yiseira b'seich beisai. A person should never be matel eima b'seich beisai. Shrei pelegesh begive hitel oleo baila eima yiseira v'ipila kama revovois mi Yisrael. Now, the Gemara is telling us, we had learned batizna olo pelakshoi, is Pelegish did an Havla, whatever the Havla was, Nima Motza, Zvuv Motza, because of this, she ran away. She ran away from her husband, and she went to her father. She was there a year and 4 months, and then her husband decided to go and bring her back. And then what happened, happened. The Kilka, what happened, happened. So the Gemara says, but this whole reason of her running away, if she wouldn't have run away, nothing would have happened. The whole reason of running away, which eventually brought about the Maisa Pelegish Begive, was because he was Matal Olel Eimo Yisera, she was petrified from him. So Memele, so look what the results were. Is V'Pila Kama Revovis Mi Yisrael. So that brought about, Achmon and Aslan, so many Eden were killed, the Muhammad, with Shevet Binyamin, with Gans Klal Yisrael, it came about through this person. This was Mesav of all of it. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, kol amatol eima yiseira b'seich beisoi, soif ubo lidei sholish aveiros. A person who's matol eima yiseira eventually will bring about that he'll be nichshol in sholish aveiros. Kilo harayis u'shvichas domim v'chilu shabbos. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Gili harayis. Now how can Eima Yisera bring about Gili Arayis? So Rashi says, Kshemagiyas man tviloso, that Isha has to be tevil herself. Be'eis tzina, and it's cold. V'hi yorei eloima eloi tavalti, she can't tell him she wasn't, it was too cold, she wasn't tevil herself, because then he'll start fuming, and that she also doesn't want. So Mamelis, she doesn't tell him anything, and Meshamash they need it. So because of the Eima Yisera that is matal on her, she's petrified from him, she can't reason with him, so he'll come out, and he'll be Nifshal Begili Yaroiz. Shvichas Domim, Kihoche. By us, we see what happened. The Shvichas Domim that was Nigram through the Eima Yisera that he was matal on the Pelegish. Rashi says, maybe, or another case, Sheberachas Mipono, his wife will run away from him, and they fell as Baachas Hapchosim, and she'll fall into a boir and she'll die, Oimigeshel, she'll fall off a bridge, she's petrified, she's running away from him, and she might kill herself because she's running away. So who bali day shvichas domim? So that's mer that Rashi is telling us that if he was mesaviv, let's go. Look at the lashon of the Gemara. The Miri seems to have a different gears of nebeisay boim li day shalosh aveiros. But by us it says, Hu bo lidei shalosh averes. Now, the first case, Mishamashte Nida, is very good. He's Mitzugan de Isonida. So because of his aim, he's saying, Hu bo lidei shalosh averes. What's Shvichas Domim? Where's the Shvichas Domim? So it would seem from here that since he was Mesavev her Misa, she ran away because of him, and then because she was petrified, she was careless and she killed herself. So it's called, he was Mesavev her Misa. So that's called Hu bo lidei Shvichas Domim. The Mishneh Berurah in Hilchos Aseres Yemei Tshuva brings down the halacha Ad heichan advorim magiim, Mishneh Berurah brings down, that's from Friedrich, and I think the Shari Tshuva also brings it down, that if someone hired a worker to go someplace for him, and he went, and he got killed on the way, is nochen shiyakabel tshuva. So the maskir, the one who hired him, should be mekabel tshuva. He was misaviv that a yid should die, even though it was very indirect. He just hired him. And the makir of this is, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, by David HaMelech, al yotcho nergu noivir hakehanim. That means, Shaul killed noivir hakehanim because of the rechilus of doik. But was al yotcho. That means, he was misaviv it. So Mamela, so this Rashi, we also understand, this is called, you are Misaviv HaMise, so that's called, Hu bo lidei Shvichas Domim. V'chilo Shabbos, pa'omim shemadlekes ner, oimiv ha'sheles, mishach sheicho. V'chilo Shabbos, so Rashi says, pa'omim shemadlekes ner, oimiv ha'sheles, mishach sheicho, mibnei emosoi. Vuhu eina yodeya. So, what is Rashi being Messiah? Vuhu eina yodeya? What does that mean? So I think Rashi means to say as follows. The halacha is, as Maise Shabbos, one is not permitted to be nene for Maise Shabbos. It means if something was cooked by Isser and Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it. But you're not allowed to be nene from a ner. That was, you're not allowed to have anor from Maise Shabbos. Vuhu eina yedeya, and he does not know that this tafshil or this ner is Maise Shabbos, and he's nene from it. So I think the chilul Shabbos Rashi means over here, if we are correct in assuming that hu bo lidei chilul Shabbos, that means this is his chilul Shabbos of being nene from Maise Shabbos. That's what I think Rashi means. Let us go a little further, and then we'll see Taisvis. Omar Rabbe Bar Bachone, Chod Omar Rabbonon, Shloisha Dvorim, Tzorech Odom Loimer, Besech Beise, Erev Shabbos, Imcha Sheicha. Three things should be said, Erev Shabbos, Imcha Sheicha, Eisartem, Eiraftem, Adliku Esaneer. This is a Mishneh. That right before night, one should make sure that the peiros, which will be eaten Shabbos, maaser was taken off. The eruvin were made, and down the likos and ner, one should be madlik the ner, tzorech lememrino benichuse. This should be said benichuse, ki heiche de lekablo minei. That they should be mekabel what he is saying. Omar Avashi Anole Shemili Hoda Rabbe Barbachone. I didn't hear this memory of Rabbe Barbachone. The Kiyamtiyo Misvorek. Now it's Mekayimed Misvorek. So that's my, so one of the Meforshim in Rabbe Barbachone is not a Svorek. He also said a Svorek. He says, Rabbe Barbachone was saying Pshat Na Mishneh. Shloisha dvorim tzorch odom loyme besech beisei erev Shabbos, imcha sheicha. That means that there's a chiv on the Baal to see that the tzorch Shabbos were taken care of. Now that's his chiv. Rabbi Barbachone said, that if you want to make sure that these things will be accomplished, you should say it b'nechusa. You'll start screaming, did you make the Erev? Did you take off Maisa? So people, you won't accomplish anything. You want Yoitzi Yochiyu. Yochiyu was to make sure it'll be done. And if you'll be screaming, so you won't be Yoitzi Yochiyu. People get all excited and everything. And you won't have these things done. So in order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah, which is Mutal on you, you have to say it's not only, it has to be, let's be medayik from the Loshen HaMishnah, that means that the Amira has to be said b'nichuse, that's your chiyah. If you scrammed and they didn't do it, so it's your fault, not their fault. So Rabbi Baba Chana was saying Alocha how the Amira of the Shloisha Dvorim has to be. Or if not, it won't be niskabel and dust. Spoke benichus in the bayis, not because I knew his pshat the loyle kabel minay, but I somehow held it's the correct thing that that's how one should speak. Omar, let's see, Rashi, esartem peiris shenoy chalamocha, eraftem eruvei chatzeres. And let's see the last taisvus. We'll come back to the previous taisvus later. Eiraftem perish bekontris eruvei chatzeres. Veinire. Eiraftem does not mean eruvei chatzeres. Ela kamayshe perish bekontris v'mem adlikin. V'poruch hosom hoguf v'kasha. Amret imcha sheicha. Eiraftem. Right before night you have to say eiraftem. Hosof ikcha sheicha. But what about beina shmoshes? Hosof ikcha sheicha. It's too late to make an Erev. The Erev has to be made before. Im Chashech. V'hod etoni, so the Gemores, we learn Tzavik Chashech HaMa'arvin. We learn Tzavik Chashech HaMa'arvin. And Mishani, so the Gemore answers, Kan Be'iru V'itchumen. Perish Pekuntres, Dereish Be'iru V'itchumen. Im Chashech HaZiru V'itchumen. That it could only be made before it became night, before Bein HaShemoshes. The Besovik HaShech Heim Ma'alvin. One is not permitted to make Yeruvi Tchumim Sovik HaShech. V'chein Perish Rabbein Chanan V'haynu Mishum The Beiruvi Tchumim Machmirin Tvei Sheyesh Lo Smach Min HaPosik. This is Smach Min HaPosik on Yeruvi Tchumim. Yeruvi Chetzeres is a pure Darabono. So Memel, this can only be done vada yoim. But sofik, yoim sofik laila, it will not help anymore. This is like a deraisa. So we'll say sofik the benish moshes is a sofik deraisa, we'll say sofik deraisa lechumra. Mashenke neruvi chetzeres, which is only a darabonon, so we can assume that benish moshes, it will say sofik darabonon lechumra, it's still yoim, and you can still make neruvi chetzeres. Emash mepeg mishetziu, gabi alochen di vermekel beirev, a popo mitzvah, salke da et chmin, hani mila beruvi chatzeres, avruvi tchumi meimoloi. So that's why he's coming to tell us that if you eruvi tchumi mos alochen ki di vermekel. Well, kaponim, we see this achoyma, neruvi tchumi mol beruvi chatzeres, so memele, so this can only be done im chashecha, and not beina shmoshes. A person should never be matal aim yaseira b'seich beisa. Shrei odam godul hitero aim yaseira b'seich beisa b'chilu dovo godul. And they were machalim a big aveira. We'll see what's this. This is Eva Menachai. I'll see in a minute. Amonei Rabchanina ben Gamliel. Because he was matal aim yaseira, so b'chilu dovo godul. Chilu sal kedaita hashte behemten shal tzadikim ena kadosh baruch hu mevi takol al yodom tzadikim atzmo leikoshke elo bikshu lachil leidov agodol mayniu eva min achai. So let us see Rashi. Behemten shal tzadikim ba'akol shoichtim eva min achai. What was the maise? Shenevad mehem eva min ashchut. They shechted a behemet and one of the evorim got lost. מפני אימוסו, איסונא דיינו, דרנקמתם, אני זונס, נו, ויש דיס איבר, דרגלת. So, מפני אימוסו, חותכו עבוד על איבר מן החי, וביאו תחתוב שלו יובים. So, ממילא, that was the result of that what he was matal aima yaseiranda. The Marsha says, why is Eivim min Achai called Dovah Godel? He says, because there's no Machul Asura, which is also to Agoy, besides Eivim min Achai. So it seems this Machul also is more common than any others. Agoy can have Nebela, Tefe, Beimet Meye, but Eivim min Achai not. So Memele, so they almost gave him a Machul that, if it wouldn't have been for the Bezunder Shmire, he would have been Nichshol in this. Let us see the top Tosfos. Hashta behemton shel tzadikim. Omar Rabbeinu Tam. Now, so when we learn the Gemara, to me mistake, the Gemara says that there's a Bezunder Shmire of tzadikim. If there's a Bezunder Shmire and behemton shel tzadikim, the Hamer of Rapinchas ben Yoel would not be Nichshol in the Mai. So tzaddikim mavadigivis, so we would learn that kepashtes, that a tzaddik is not nichshel in achet. Oymer Rabbeinu Tam, d'loy porich elo gabi midi da'achila. This shmire that a tzaddik has is only gabi midi da'achila. D'gnayhu l'tzaddik sh'oichu dovo iso. Z'abazundere gnay for a tzaddik t'ir a dovo iso. Aber kevege teichen zu Amarikash, Amarikash says, Shegufa tzadik mishane mimahus hamachu, by midi dachile, so the gufa tzadik is binene from a dovoroso, ve'eich yiye gufa tzadik chatiche di isure, santosante rayon. It means the gufa tzaddik is kodesh and toyer, and if it will be mishane from a machal esura, I think he means to say, so the machal becomes a chelik of him, becomes an atzmius of him. So memele, so how could a gufa tzaddik be nishtane to a chaticha di isura? And that is a bazundere shmire, that if Mitat is avoide, he has a guf shel tzadik, that guf will remain. It won't become a chticha di isura. But, the gnayu le tzadik shaykhul davaris, lohochi le porich gabi rabbi shmur shakora vehita per kama de Shabbos. The Gemara says in Masech de Shabbos, that it says in the Mishnah, one is not permitted to learn in front of a ner shel shemen, because he might be mate the wick, he might move the wick, it'll start with the, it was very shriach that the wick fell into the oil, or so you had to adjust the wick. And it was a normal thing when a person was learning, even though he didn't, it was like a normal reaction that when the light started flickering, so he would fix the wick. So therefore Chazal asked to learn in front of an Eir and Shabbos, Shema Yatan will be Mechal and Shabbos. Rav Talpin, Rabbi Shmuel said, Ani Ekhe V'layater. I mean, I have nothing what to worry about. And Lamaise, he learned and he was Matar. So it was Mechal and Shabbos. And he wrote down, the Rabbinah Chathashmein, the Lo Sid Lova, he was Mechal and Shabbos B'shoik. So there the Gemara does not ask, Madoch, Ha'kain HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bot HaKodei Behem Kod Shal Tzadikim, Tzadikim Atzma Lekoshken. So we see from that that there's a difference between a Maisa Avere and an Achilles Isser. Achilles Isser, this is a Gnayhu Letzadik Sheikhu Dova Osa, that means this is not, a Pula is a Pula. He's the same Tzadik, he did a Pula, so he has to rectify the Pula. But he doesn't become Nishtane. Eating a Macho Shel Isser, so his whole Mahus becomes, he becomes a Chaticha Di Isura. That is a Bezundere Shmira. And we find other Averis. We got a Yehuda ben Taboi Shehoreg Eidzoyman. He killed an Eidzoyman, which wasn't Chayiv Misa. It was Kasher Oso. So he's a Retzeiach. He passed in his Chayiv Misa. And also there the Gemara doesn't ask the Kasher, how could I, Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu made it to call a Yodam. Aber hier der Peg Basic Subis, der Hello Eved Lekuhuna Alpiv. That through him they were Mala and Eved Lekuhuna. That means they gave an Eved Mestama Truman. Because of that, they thought he was a Koyin. And Legoris Lois Abayna Tametam, there's also not Goyris, the Kashe, Hashta Behemta Shel Tzadikim. They were male him lekuhune, so he married a wife, and his wife and his children ate trume als eishes koin. He really wasn't a koin. Shein asurim betrum. Amikomach and kivin shachocham atmein and nifsho bachilas yisrein svar. Lahakshes. Again. So Vakedi was mesavim that there should be a michshel and achilas trume, but that does not have to this avtoche of ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe takol al yodek. Rav Yirmiyah bar Rabba, now Tosfos has two problems. Rav Yirmiyah b'yamei d'ishtali, he forgot, v'toyim koidem havdolah. He ate before havdolah, which you're not allowed to do. Afagav doma hosn demisosei b'askeret. So Christ says it's not such a poshut kind of kleinikait. So here we see that Rav Yirmiyah bar Rabba was nichshol in achila shalissa. And we also find u'b'reish ha'shoneh the Gemara relates a maise bosim tavshile de bavloi betzuma rabbe de marove. Shrek lechazar. That in Bavel, they were eating, they were unaware when Yom Kippur was, and they thought that today is Erev Yom Kippur, and they were eating geshmake tavshilim, and it was Tzuma Rabba B'marov was Yom Kippur then in Eretz Yisrael. So, Kol Anshei Bovel were Nichshel in an Achilles Yom HaKippurim. So, where did they get lost the Haftoche that Ein Kodesh Bovel maybe Takola? So, Taisu says, Ein Dova Megune Kol Kach Achilles Shel Hatere B'Shasa Issa. B'Tavke Achilles Issa. Achilles is, then they become a chatiche di isur, they become a, but eating before Abdullah, eating Yom Kippur, it's not an Achilles is, you're not allowed to eat, there's a mitzvah to be shoivis from Achilles, fine. So these are pa'ulis, but this, here there's no gnai, so there's no avtoche that there'll be nitzel from atakolah.